I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, where Turkey is witnessing nationwide protests over the arrest of Istanbul's mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu on corruption and terror charges. The opposition claims the arrest is politically motivated, with İmamoğlu widely seen as the only man capable of defeating President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In freezing conditions, tens of thousands of people protested outside Istanbul's City Hall over the arrest of Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu on Wednesday. Addressing the crowd, Özgür Özel, leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, called İmamoğlu's arrest a coup and called for the people to take to the streets.
This is not the time for politics in rooms and halls, but in streets and squares.
Smaller protests are also being held nightly across Istanbul, while others bang pots and pans in support of İmamoğlu. Similar protests are occurring across the country. İmamoğlu was arrested in a pre-dawn raid Wednesday on corruption and terror charges, just days before he was expected to be elected as his party's candidate for presidential elections in 2028. According to political analyst Mesut Yen of the Reform Institute, an Istanbul-based think tank, İmamoğlu is more than just a mayor. He's Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's biggest electoral threat, with the resources to back his bid as mayor of Turkey's largest city.
İmamoğlu does not represent Istanbul anymore. He's now his main rival. It's for obvious. But apart from this, Istanbul, of course, is important for the resources it has. It's the biggest municipality. And, you know, in Turkey, the municipalities are quite important to finance the whole politics. Okay.
Many opinion polls give İmamoğlu a double-digit lead over longtime incumbent President Erdogan. İmamoğlu, who defeated Erdogan's AK Party three times in mayoral elections, has the rare ability to reach out beyond his secular political base to religious voters, nationalists, and Turkey's large Kurdish constituency. Sezin Öner is a commentator on Turkey's Politikyol news portal. Öner says the prosecution of İmamoğlu is a clear sign of the threat he poses to Erdogan.
It's like the immune system of this presidency is just on high alert, trying to get rid of İmamoğlu because he presents a real challenge. If Erdogan could meet him politically with regular rules, he would love that. But he cannot be doing that. Erdogan wants to take him out of the political sphere, one way or the other. And the competitive authoritarian systems are always like that. So the competitive side started to be too much of a headache for the presidency. So they want to get rid of the competitive side and emphasize the authoritarian side. And İmamoğlu is the prime target.
Turkey's Justice Minister Yılmaz Tunç has angrily resisted claims that İmamoğlu's prosecution is politically motivated, insisting the judiciary is independent. Erdogan, on Thursday, sought to play down the protests.
Bizim ne şahsen, ne parti, ne de ittifak.
We as a party and as individuals have no time to waste on the opposition's theatrics. We are focused on our work and our goals.
Boşa harcayacak zamanımız.
İmamoğlu's arrest and subsequent protests have hit hard Turkey's crisis-ridden economy, with large falls on the stock market and the currency falling by more than 10% at one point, as international investors fled the Turkish market. However, analysts suggest Erdogan will likely be calculating. A combination of fear and apathy will eventually lead to the protests dissipating, and that İmamoğlu, like other imprisoned political figures in Turkey, will soon be forgotten. But analyst Öner warns the jailing of İmamoğlu signifies a major shift away from democracy and toward authoritarian rule.
The government is counting on to the possibility that once İmamoğlu is out of sight, out of mind, so he will just be forgotten and the government will have the presidency will have its ways easier. We'll see, but in any case, it's going to be extremely detrimental for Turkey's democracy because you didn't have such a jailing You have jailing of politicians. Somebody of the scale of Ekrem İmamoğlu would be unique.
While the numbers protesting are still relatively small, momentum appears to be with the opposition, with protests growing and spreading across the country. As the opposition warns, the fate of Turkey's democracy is now at stake. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.